This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. People across the country are getting ready for next week's solar eclipse, seeking out the best spots to see it, buying their safe viewing glasses, and learning up on what exactly an eclipse is. Andrew Fracknoy is a trusted resource for a lot of these questions. He's an emeritus professor of astronomy at Foothill College and soon to be teaching at the University of San Francisco. He took a few minutes to talk with me about what we can expect.
On August 21st, we are going to have a total eclipse of the sun visible from one country and one country only, and that's the United States. So they're already calling it the all-American eclipse, and I'm sure the administration in Washington is going to try to take full credit for it once they realize it's happening. So the eclipse is visible, the total eclipse is visible in a small path about 60 to 70 miles wide that goes from Oregon to South Carolina. So they will see a total eclipse where the day turns into night, the stars come out, the faint halo of an atmosphere becomes visible around the sun. We never see that under ordinary circumstances. But the rest of us are also going to see something very interesting. We will see a giant bite taken out of the sun by the moon. And here in the San Francisco Bay Area, 76% of the sun's area will be covered.
Because my children were bummed out. They saw the kind of the line that was going across the United States, and it did not come through the Bay Area, California. So this is good news that at least we'll see a partial eclipse, right?
That's correct. So that's the good news, that we get to see a partial eclipse here and everywhere in the U.S. The bad news is that for a partial eclipse, it's still dangerous to look at the sun. So it's important to either wear eclipse viewing glasses or have some way of safely projecting an image of the sun if you want to see the partial eclipse.
Right. And that brings us to your project that distributes these eclipse glasses to kids. Can you tell us about that?
Well, this is something that I'm very gratified that it worked. We have been worrying about how all the people in the United States would be able to get eclipse viewing glasses. And we realized public libraries are already in the information distribution business, and there's a public library in every town. So we were very fortunate to be able to convince the Moore Foundation and Google to donate 2.1 million eclipse glasses to be given to the public through public libraries. They have these glasses to give away free of charge.
And plenty around the Bay Area. We will have a map of where you can find yours at our website, klw.org.
But many libraries are running out. So it is possible that you will contact your library and they no longer have glasses. And in that case, there are other ways that you can observe the sun safely. One is to bring a colander out during the partial eclipse. Now, you may think, what, a colander? That's what I wash
vegetables in. Just a colander from the kitchen?
Yeah, a regular colander. Turns out that's full of holes, and those holes can act like pinhole projectors and make an image. So here's what I would do. I would bring a colander to work or to school and then go out during the partial eclipse, stand with my back to the sun, holding the colander over my shoulder, and make a shadow of the colander on the pavement. Turns out you'll see a lot of eclipse sun images in that shadow.
And that way you're not looking directly at the sun.
That's right. The other way to see the eclipse safely is to bring with you a hand mirror or a woman's compact mirror. But before you go out, cover most of that mirror with cardboard, leaving only a hole about the size of a dime. And then if you can, take that image of the sun, catch it in the mirror, and then try to reflect that image onto a wall. Now, this takes some practice, but after a couple of tries, most people can get good at it.
Okay.
And so if you can grab an image of the sun, grab the reflection of the sun, and project it onto a wall with this small mirror, that wall image will be perfectly safe to look at, and then everybody around you can see the eclipse sun.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about the significance of this eclipse.
This eclipse is especially interesting because it's the first eclipse in the United States of the internet age. We think it might be the most watched eclipse in all of history. So the good news is that there'll be lots of information out there about the eclipse. The bad news is that there's also going to be a lot of misinformation out there about the eclipse. There are already people saying, oh my God, don't watch the eclipse. Keep your kids hidden at home. Eclipses are all dangerous. And that's not true at all. The eclipse is no more dangerous than being out in the sun. It's just the moon covering the sun. But it is important to protect your eyes and to make sure that you don't stare at the sun. But there's no extra danger in eclipses.
All right. Lastly, any great spots in the Bay Area that we should be going to?
Well, I think the important thing for getting ready for the partial eclipse in the Bay Area is that you figure out where the sun will be visible. So the eclipse in the Bay Area starts at about 9 a.m., it reaches maximum eclipse at 10:15 a.m. when about 3/4 of the sun will be covered. And then the eclipse is over at about 11:30 a.m. So you have to think about where will you be on that Monday morning, and will the sun be visible, or will it be blocked by trees or tall buildings where you are? You might want to look on the 20th or the 19th of August. The other thing, though, is if you're going to go out into the sun and take a look at the eclipse, you may want to protect yourself just like you do on a day at the beach, which is you make sure you have a sun hat and some sunblock lotion and extra water. But then if you have clear skies, between 10 and 10:30 is probably the best time to look. You should see a wonderfully large bite taken out of the sun.